computer. Welcome to the X102 podcast. It's been a while. We're back. We're back. We're here to chat about a few things, and we have a special guest with us. This is Carol Ann Litzer-Young talking, calling from Minneapolis. We have special guests. But I guess we'll intro our originals first, and then who else is here? Ramona.
Hi, I'm here.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. We also have
And this,
Heather.
yeah, Heather from Provo.
Whoop, whoop. And then who's our special guest tonight? Andy Bowden. Woo! So Andy is our fellow board member and retreat director. So Andy, you want to do what have you been say hi and then what have you been listening to or watching or reading or yeah.
Sure. Hi, I'm Andy Bowden. My pronouns are she, they, and I have been the X102 retreat director for the last two retreats. And this year, the big 50th anniversary retreat
Woo-hoo!
will be my final serving as retreat director, which I am both sad and excited about. So, currently, I am reading a book called ADHD for Smart Ass Women. Because I am also a fun neurodivergent addition to the exponent board. So queer and neurospicy. It's how I like to
Yes,
roll.
yes, yes.
Love it.
Nice.
Thank you, thank you. Ramona, what have you been watching and listening to reading lately?
It's, please don't get me started, Heather. Please don't. I feel like if I sound like a broken record.
Just share it. Just share it.
Okay, Bridgerton promo is out. I am being thoroughly fed.
Ooh,
I have been
Bridgerton.
driven crazy German lunch hour because it always dropped everything German lunch hour. As for reading, I just read a really good book by one of my friends. It's a romance because like we need a little romance in our lives. It's called Some Like It Spicy, but it's not super spicy, if that makes sense. It's just the right amount of spicy to singe your nose hairs just a little bit, but it's not gonna burn your house down.
So, like, out of
So,
five chili peppers, how spicy is
like out
it?
of five chili peppers, okay, for me, it feels like a maybe like a maybe a two and a half, maybe three. But you know that's just me. Somebody else might think it's a five. The author's name is Linda Virgie. She's one of my good friends. I used to edit for her back in the day.
Cool.
Read her stuff. She's good.
Very cool. Thank you. Heather, what have you been reading, listening to, watching?
I have been reading an Irish romance writer. Her name is, I think it's Kate Walsh, and I've just been reading her stuff. It's fun, it's nice, it's accented, it's like lovely. And then I've just also been reading stuff for work. I've been reading a book called No Bad Parts. It's not a romance novel. Those aren't the parts they're talking about. And it is by a guy named Dick Schwartz, and it's on internal family systems. So I'm splitting my time with work stuff and pleasure stuff.
Oh,
Totally,
nice.
totally.
Guys, I also got confirmation that I'm graduating in December.
Congrats! That's
Woo! Sharing good
exciting.
news.
Bachelors, here we come.
Oh, congratulations, though.
That's awesome.
I just finished last night The House on the Cerulean Sea. I'm not sure if I'm saying
Oh,
that.
I loved
It
that.
was wonderful. I'm reading it
That
for a
was
local
so
book club.
cozy.
So cozy.
So cozy.
So that was a really lovely read. Because I'm also reading War and Peace. And so this is like candy.
Not cozy.
Yay! And
Or
so,
that is not cozy.
I've also been reading people's text messages about. I need people to weigh in. Were the comments deleted with the
It was not a platform malfunction.
I
I heard,
agree.
I had read
Platform
that.
malfunction. Where
They
I need to know
claim,
where
what
people
was it?
land.
Like they claimed platform malfunction, and then the platforms were like,
Meta's like, I
no.
don't know. Nope.
Wait, big corporations don't want to apologize or admit fault?
Oh my
Wait,
gosh,
what?
the lies, the gaslighting.
Yes, it
Ooh.
is gaslight o'clock. That is the time.
All
Yeah,
right, thanks for
Carolina
weighing in on that.
always comes too late. Caroline always comes through with like this really good book she's reading, and then here's me, this consumer of smut. And
No, I
it's
was
so
like, tell
funny.
me more. Cool. I'm, yeah.
I read nothing of substance other than school books and smut.
And
You
I,
know,
yeah,
I
and I'm
try to
not in
split
school.
my time between nonfiction and garbage, so.
Yeah.
I call it candy. It doesn't have to be garbage, candy.
Well, some of it I read is garbage, and I'm all right with that. You know, sometimes brain needs a break. So,
It's true. Like, there
amen.
are some things I read that I enjoy, but I am not going to say is good.
Right.
So,
Yeah.
yeah.
Yeah. All right, so we Andy, let's hear the big announcements about the 50th.
All right. Well, the first announcement is, of course, it is the 50th. And so that's amazing. So we're working on putting together a special retreat. It will be excellent, where we have, as I think folks already know, we have like a special 50th anniversary logo. We're going to put it on like our retreat merch. We're going to have
We have
good merch this
merch,
year. Yeah, we do.
swag.
Swag,
Swag. We're
I'm
gonna have
sorry, because it's not
swag.
for sale,
I
but
feel like if I miss out so
we
much.
have swag. So it's gonna be like special 50th anniversary swag. And we have a super special 50th anniversary keynote speaker, who, as it happens, is like one of the queens of Exponent and
Yes.
an author of a really exciting forthcoming book, and maybe she's on this call. Who's to say? Who is
Yeah,
it? Who could it be?
possibly.
Who could it be? Kelsey
Queen
Surprise, c'est
Heather
moi.
Sundahl.
Heather Sundahl is our keynote for the
Woo!
50th anniversary.
So excited.
I feel like if we use like some royal music right now, it's on
I know,
naturally.
right? I may even request that you wear a crown during your keynote. Oh my gosh. The
That
thing
would be
is,
awesome.
you
I
would.
would do it. I would totally, I would use any excuse to have, a crown, a tiara, a diadem, some type of
100%.
hair jewelry.
I definitely have a tiara. I can bring my tiara for you.
Hey.
Love it.
Absolutely.
And I want to do a little, I want to take a couple minutes. What if someone has never been to a retreat before? What should they expect? What could they, yeah. And so let's do a little,
Only
a couple minutes for the
moderate bra
newbie and
burning.
then
Moderate bra
moderate
burning.
bra burning. Good. And then let's do a couple minutes for the, I've been to a million retreats. How will this one be different? Let's do
Sure.
both of those.
So honestly, it wasn't that long ago that I attended my first retreat. I attended because one of my siblings went and she was like, Andy, you must go. And I was like, I don't know if that's for me. Because like I'm not like super Mormon-y, and I'm also like, when the first time I came, it was like a space for women, and I was like, I don't know how much I identify with like either the womany bit or the Mormony bit, and I'm not really a part of the community, so I just don't know. But she is very persuasive, my big sister, and so I did go with her. And that very first year I went, I ended up leading like a discussion session on how to be an effective ally to LGBTQ people at church. And I did that 2 years in a row. So I've never actually just attended retreat as an attendee. Every time I've gone, I've ended up doing stuff, which is very me. It was fantastic for me personally, because unlike other Mormon spaces I have been in or feminist spaces I have been in, it is a place where there is genuine room for nuance. Nuance in belief level, nuance even in like how much you identify with, womanness. Because I don't strongly, I feel like I'm a person more than anything else. But it's a community where there's room for even that. And like since then, we have, the Exponent has changed their motto for like women and gender minorities, so the language is more inclusive, but the community was inclusive first, which is amazing. So Retreat is such an incredible space to connect with people who are experiencing the same things, but there's it's a space for healing and constructive conversations to occur in person, where I feel like a lot of our with a lot of our lives being online, some of those conversations can lack nuance and get combative, but it's a community where those differing points of view are heard and respected in a way that I don't see in other spaces anymore.
Thanks for sharing that. Yeah, this is not Time Out for Women. This is not a Deseret
No.
Book, church sponsored, anything like
No.
that.
No. And we have we have sessions, and some sessions are going to be about, feminist issues, and some issues are going to be on religion things, and some things are going to be healing from religious trauma. Like, and there's space there for everything from like how to stay to finding community after you leave. So there's just such
There is room. And that's those
there
are
is.
comments I've heard from others, like coming for their first time and being like, oh, like I wasn't sure if I'd fit in, and I
A lot
did.
of I hear that from a lot of people. They're like, I don't know if Mormon feminism is my hill anymore, 'cause like I'm half out or whatever. And I've even had people who have been coming for a long time who have reached out to me and been like, this was going to be my last year, but I was wrong. Even though I have, maybe left the church or I'm inactive, there's still space for me in this community. So I'm going to keep coming because of my experience at Retreat, which is just so amazing to hear.
Yeah. I feel like if it's a regret of mine that I always miss retreat. I've never been to retreat. It's always a bad time for me. Like I was in America right after retreat and I was so pissed. And this year again, I'm working. I'm like, they don't even want to give me my graduation off, so I am quitting. So I just
Like your 8 month
really
notice.
oh no, I am gonna make them feel I'm gonna stay there, and I'm gonna quiet quit and leave. But it is so sad that I always miss retreat,
There will be
because it seems
time. There
like
will be
you guys
time.
always have so much fun and the pictures come out and I'm like, I want to be there, but I'm not.
No, it is really
So
tough. And like, because it does require travel and time off of work, this is something we've talked about as a board. It is, by its nature, the most exclusive part of the Exponent community, which you have to have a certain amount of privilege to be able to attend.
Oh, for
And
sure.
that hits hard. Like for me personally, one of my goals during my tenure as retreat director has been to work hard to sort of even the playing field a little bit. Through the board that we have now, we've been able to establish our silent auction funds as a perpetual scholarship fund. And we've been able to give out hundreds of dollars more in scholarships a year than we had been able to previously, which is extremely, ex it just makes me so happy. And we have three scholarship buckets for attendance to retreat. We have need-based LGBTQ and for BIPOC attendees.
And with the magazine, just to hop in for a sec, the magazine, we offer honorariums to the writers and artists, and they have the option to accept the money, which we fully endorse, or they have the option to donate the money. And one of the funding streams for the donations is for the retreat as well. So that's another way
For
that people give back.
scholarships. So generally speaking, like retreat pays for itself. It's not a money-making part of the organization at all, but like we make enough to pay for our expenses, and that's about it. So it's really amazing that we've been able to dedicate the silent auction funding to be a perpetual fund for retreats. It just warms my little heart.
Well, let's back it up too. So right now, the retreat for the last couple of years has been at the Barbara Harris Center up in New Hampshire. So seems like most people, if they're flying to Boston or Manchester,
Correct.
Boston, Massachusetts, or Manchester, New Hampshire, and then drive up from there. Heather,
Yeah,
anything else?
it's about an hour and a half or 2 hour drive from Boston,
Depending
and
on
there are a lot
traffic.
of, sorry?
I said, depending on traffic.
Everything depends on traffic because it's Boston. There are a lot of retreat attendees in the Boston area, so people are able to, I help facilitate making connections with local folks who can like provide rides up or bring extra bedding or any of that to help the folks out that need to travel.
Yeah.
Which is
Heather,
great.
anything you want to add to thoughts about
So
retreats or thoughts about being the keynote this year?
oh my gosh. Yeah, that it's a lot. No pressure. So
All the pressure.
I have been, my first retreat was in 98, and I haven't missed a year, aside from COVID. But going along with what Andy was talking about when they were saying that people find it to be a bigger tent than maybe they anticipated. I mean, that's one of the things that as Katie Rich and I have been working on the book, The 50 Years of Exponent, is that one of the themes that we've realized is that, Exponent was formed on the dual platforms of Mormonism and feminism. And Exponent, first of all, they came in and they really sort of expanded that definition of feminism, of like what it means to be a feminist. In the 70s, there were people like, no, you have to believe these certain things and live a certain life. Like, you can't be a stay-at-home Christian woman and be a feminist. And they're like, who says? Who says I can't be?
Sure, I
And so
can.
they, yeah. So they've really, the Exponent women really kind of expanded that definition of feminism, but they've also expanded the definition of Mormonism. What does it mean to be Mormon? Well, in order to be Mormon, you have to be a married stay-at-home mom with children. And they're like, well, who says?
I
Who says
fail
that's,
on all of those check
yeah,
marks.
like who says that
I
would it,
fail
that's what
them
it means.
too.
And then I feel like Exponent has also really pushed on the definition of what does it mean to be a woman? Very early on, we had lesbian women contributing. And, if you have this really definition of, well, woman, uterus, straight, just these things. And Exponent's always been like, no, who says we have to do that? And I love that it's now part of our language, the gender minority, and that it's so much more expansive. And I just love those areas. And that's, I think, what I'm going to be talking about for my keynote is those three areas with Exponent and also within my own life, how I have expanded and my brain and my life and my experience has sort of continued to expand in those areas.
That's amazing.
I love
I'm
that.
gonna miss like I was already excited and now I'm more excited.
Already record it.
Maybe.
We don't usually. This is something that we're exploring for the 50th. And I can make no promises because the Barbara C. Harris Center is in the woods and
Yeah,
like and that's spotty.
there is not good technology available to us, but we are looking at ways like alternative ways to like share out the
Yeah.
keynote in particular. And if we
Yeah.
can't record it, then I haven't even talked about this to Heather yet, but like we if we're not able to record and share it live or slightly after, then I was going to invite Carol Ann and Heather to work together to essentially write
For the
something up to
magazine.
publish in the
That'd be
magazine.
great.
So
Yeah,
yeah.
that'd be awesome. Yeah. The other thing I want to bring up about retreats, I also have a testimony of them. My quick testimony, first retreat was I think in 2014 when Joanna Brooks was there. 13 or I think
I
14,
think mine was the year
2014.
after.
Yeah.
Because it was the 40th.
It was the 40th. Yep, there were a lot of people. I luckily got to sit by Pandora Brewer and got swept under her wings. So that was wonderful, is wonderful. But I love just being around different ages of people. I'd been in singles wards for so long, so just to be around like older feminists and being like, wow, older feminists exist. This isn't, I'm not reinventing it, even though I'm like, I'm all edgy because I'm progressive and no, like people have done it before me. Such a good
I
feeling.
remember after during my first year as retreat director, there was one meal where all of the founding mothers came and sat at my table for dinner and
Ooh.
talked to me, and I felt so like I felt such an impression of like acceptance
I love that.
because I love them very much, but also I was, a young buck and not nobody paid a huge amount of attention to me, and that's fine. I'm very much a backbencher. Literally at the retreat center, you will find me on the very back row. That is where I live. Even as director, that's where I nest in the back with my knitting. But they came and they sat with me, and it was such an amazing, special experience. And one of the founding mothers like gave me a book recommendation, and I loved it. And yeah, I think everybody's read the book now. It was Lessons in Chemistry.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, and I was like, I will read that immediately. Thank you for the
Oh my
blessing of
God.
the recommendation.
I love that.
So,
Well, and part of
yeah, I
the,
love. I
no, go
said
ahead.
something that I think Exponent does really well is that idea of mentorship. And I know that when Ramona came last year to the States, that she stayed with Jody England, one of our
I did.
bloggers.
And
And
it
that
was such
Jody
a good
was like
experience.
just like that wing thing that you mentioned, Andy.
Yeah. And I've been so lucky. Caroline, you brought up Pandora. I've published two articles in the magazine, and Pandora was my editor for both of them.
Ooh, love her.
And the way she is able to help me tell my stories better, like, it was just such a neat experience. I don't, publish, like, I've written, a master's thesis. I've written very academic-y things. I haven't done a lot of like personal things and storytelling, even though I have had three separate therapists recommend to me that I write a memoir.
Ha.
That's
When will you believe your next therapist?
the thing is, who has the time?
Yes, no,
I don't
absolutely.
while I'm director, that is for sure. But I did find something that prompted my next idea when I was doing some deep spring cleaning yesterday.
Cool. Yes.
I found my patriarchal blessing, and I was like, oh, I want to write about that.
Oh no. Oh
Well,
no. Yeah.
I
Well, I
even want to
actually,
read my. no, I've had this idea for a couple of years, and I keep putting it off because I'm somebody I love and respect discouraged me from writing it when I first brought it up. They thought it would be like too. So what I want to do is I basically want to like share parts of it and also talk about how it describes a life that I don't want. And teasing that out for myself from like being told this is your path. This isn't even what, like, you don't get a choice in wanting this. This is your path to stepping into agency for myself and being like, but I don't want this life. I
That's
don't
so
want any of these
interesting, Andy,
things.
because the last time I had to give a Sunday school lesson on patriarchal blessings, I compared it to being sorted into houses, a la Harry Potter. And so what
Interesting.
you're saying is like you wish it were like Harry, where the hat asked him, which house do you want to go in? Where do you want to be? Where you have some input.
And I don't feel that way about my blessing. And it really describes a life I'm very uninterested in. And so I struggled with it a lot for a long time, and I got it when I was very young. I think I was 14.
It's interesting because
And
some words can haunt you because it's like you're taught to read it a bunch and then different lines can come to mind.
And when I would when I would get hung up on a part of it, I know this is off topic, I'm sorry. When I
That's
would get
fine.
hung up and like wrestle with part of it, and I would take that to say my mother, she would be like, I think you're taking it too literally. And I was like, how am I don't understand. Well, you're getting too pedantic about the wording. And I'm like, I am pedantic. Like, I am very literal. If you're saying that this is more symbolic, and we know and God knows that I'm a deeply literal person because, oh, spoiler alert, I'm autistic and like imagery does not work for me. Why would it be given in a language that didn't work for me?
Yeah, I get
Thanks for
that. I
naming
get
that.
that. I feel like if I have the same thoughts reading mine, I always wanted my patriarchal blessing. And now I haven't read it because something in it triggers me to not feel great. Heather, but you made a comment, like when Jody took me under her wing. And honestly, Jody, I don't know if you listen to the podcast, Jody is an angel. Mike is an angel, Jody's husband. I remember, like, as soon as I pulled into their house, feeling like safe and warm and accepted,
I love
not
them.
feeling judged for anything I said. And, like, although I didn't have the experience to go to the retreat, I feel like if I felt the warmth of the Exponent sisters, people who have had those experiences, and it kind of transferred over to me. When I left Jody's house, I cried buckets of tears because I didn't want to go back into the unsafe world where Jody and Mike weren't.
You
So
didn't want to
I
leave
don't know.
the garden.
Oh, I didn't want to leave the birds. So
But I
I
do. I
just.
do think that that is something that Exponent does well because it is so multi-generational that there is a real emphasis on mentoring.
Yeah, I felt heard, and that is something that Exponent does well, and they've done it, especially for me, because I like to come in and clang, 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 and make a little bit of noise, but I never felt like if when I said something in Exponent space that, somebody was like being like not receiving it in the way that I was saying it. And then obviously when I went to Jody and Mike's, I felt safe to talk about all the struggles that I was having. And Mike and Jody never said, I think, oh no, Jody took me on my first date in Utah. And she drove me to my date. She was stalking me the whole time I was on my date. Like, that mothering away from your own mother is something that I will never forget in my life. And I wish I could talk about it in more detail, but we're going back on topic to what we were talking about. I'll talk about Jody and Mike some other day.
Let's no, we like I think that'd be a great podcast episode. A include let's have Jody on the
Mentoring.
podcast, but then focus on mentoring. Yeah, that'd be wonderful. I would love that. I think the last thing I want to share about the retreat, just like going back to like logistics for a minute, is like there's a keynote, there's lots of like different breakout sessions. There's t lots of time to just like talk and connect. The first night is creating a lot of like trust and community so that you can have deep conversations with people right away, which is
There
great.
is a
And
there is an absolute top rule at Exponent, which is what happens at Exponent stays at Exponent. And we establish that immediately. Like the retreat director gets up, welcomes everyone, and is like, okay, rule one, we do not talk about what happens here outside of here. Like if you're taking pictures of people, like you need explicit Check with permission to
them.
share. And that is so we can create there for our 2.5 days a sacred space outside
And
of our norm. Sorry, go ahead,
part
Heather.
of, I would say part of that sacred space is loud laughter. I
Oh,
don't
yeah.
want people to think that, because we're talking like, oh, there's so much connecting and people are vulnerable. Like there's these really deep topics. There's also so much silliness.
There
There's
is.
so much laughter. There's so much irreverence.
Yeah.
And
I love
it's
it.
just
fun. It's really, it's like super deep and intense, but also ridiculous.
So for me, it's like, okay, so I don't know how much you guys or your audience is familiar with like autism and autistic masking, but basically, essentially, like I, through my work day, put on a mask and like pretend to be a normal person. And that's exhausting. And I don't feel like I have to mask at retreat, which is crazy to me because I feel like I have to mask everywhere, even with my own family sometimes. I'm like, okay, pretend to be normal, pretend not to be freaking out, pretend that like I don't feel my toes too much or like whatever sensory thing is happening to me at the moment. But I don't have to do that at Exponent. I do, you know, take the opportunity when I'm introducing myself to let folks, you know, like new people know, hey, I am your director. Also, I'm neurodivergent. So, like, please don't come up behind me and like do anything. It'll be like come up in front of me, like no touching without me seeing you approaching. Like I can share those needs. And it's just like automatically respected there, which
That's
is
good.
wild to me because it isn't automatically respected like anywhere else.
I love that it's irreverent though, because I have a friend who I love dearly. She's one of my best friends, but she's grown up in the church all of her life. And I didn't think that there was anything wrong with my laugh the first time I went to Utah. She was like, "You laugh so loud." And something that I've never thought about, she made me so insecure about my laughter. Now, as I told the Mormon line until graduation, something as simple as that kind of becomes so, what is the word?
Tone
It kind
policing.
of,
Tone
yeah,
policing.
it just makes you feel like if you're not towing the
Like
line in the way you want, you're other.
your way of being is wrong.
Yeah, your way of being is wrong. And I'm glad that, you know, retreat gives people an opportunity to be as irreverent as they want.
When I
David
was,
Archuleta.
yes. Oh my God. Okay, so when I was in graduate school in Utah, I was told by like multiple male-bodied people, totally independent of each other, that I am abrasive.
Oh yeah, I've been told that
Yeah.
too.
That was the go-to word, abrasive, and I was like,
I love it, Heather.
I
I love
understand that
it.
I'm not a
Are you?
mild person. Like, I'm not
Yeah.
mild.
Yes. Okay. What are
I have
some of the other
opinions.
phrases? So I've been told I'm a lot. I think that's
Me
another way of
too.
saying abrasive.
Yeah.
You know, there's lots of
Yeah.
phrases that people use.
Can we do
I've been
t-shirts that
told.
say team abrasive?
Yeah. I've been told
Or
that I've
something
been.
slightly more clever. Sorry, go ahead, Momo.
I've been told I'm direct. I'm just communicating simple boundaries. I've been told that I am too emotional. I get agitated too easily. These are all from people who
When I
are in
was
the
growing
church.
up, yeah, when I was growing up, my mother told me that I was reactive.
Yeah, I've been
Anytime I
told that I'm
had,
reactive
yeah,
too.
anytime I had like a strong feeling or reaction to something, which I now understand was like autistic meltdown I was experiencing, she was like, "You're being reactive." And I was like, so I'll
Yeah.
just shut down. Sorry for
I learned about
inconveniencing
a new.
you.
Oh, go ahead, everyone.
Yeah, that direct comment came from a previous, not the current mission president, a previous mission president here in Barbados. His wife said that. I didn't hear it directly, but I heard it through somebody else. And that has been the comment that has led to my faith crisis, that one comment.
So I learned about the phrase the Fundy baby voice, Fundy, like
Oh, yeah,
fundamentalist, the like baby voice
Anagha.
after
I met the
the, I
church
forget her
twice.
name, the Alabama senator who like
Yes.
did the rebuttal
The
to,
Gerber baby.
yeah.
Oh, that one.
So the Fundy baby voice. So it's like, oh, and so as I was reading this article, it's like, oh yeah, just thinking about the like woman speaking at conference, go take a break. You
Yeah.
just hear that certain like sing-songy voice. One of my cousins
I
connected like
mean
vocal fry to that, or like Marilyn
it.
Monroe, Britney Spears, just like the, I mean, have a really soft, kind voice.
Right?
Like
If they
it's,
sound like this, it means I'm not a threat.
yeah. Yeah. So just like, whoa. So that's been fascinating because I was always like, why do I judge women for the way they sound? And then it's like, oh, maybe it was a like
Because
survival
patriarchy.
tactic. Yeah, exactly. Because patriarchy, you're like, was it a survival tactic or a way to get some power? Whatever it was. Ugh.
It's to,
But
not get punched in the face while walking down a street one day. Oh
Yeah,
gosh.
you just seem so agreeable when you use that vocal fry.
Yeah.
And I think that is what, women think. The more my voice sounds like a baby, the more I am deemed as a acceptable Mormon woman.
Yeah, you're
And I
not
hate it.
threatening.
Yeah. I like there are missionaries that come off the fields in the Caribbean, and I'm like, what happened to you? Where did your accent go? And I'm like, you didn't come off the missions. You didn't come off the mission sounding like this. You didn't go on the mission sounding like this. Get your accent back and stop with this foolishness. And they're like, oh my God, Ramona, why are you saying that? I'm like, this is not your natural speaking accent.
This,
I'm
because
that
we'll,
person that doesn't
yeah,
like it.
we will have this more conversations with that. Let's go ahead and wrap up tonight. Time is going. Any final thoughts? I have, yeah. Please go ahead.
Well, I am super, as I mean, if I haven't expressed it enough, I am very excited for Heather to be our keynote. I think she's such a perfect person at this point in time with the incredible work that she's done within the organization and her forthcoming book, Pitch Pitch. It's going to be incredible. I could not be more excited about it. And if you have any questions about retreat, we do have a page on the Exponent 2.org website. And also, I can be emailed with questions at retreat@exponent2.org.
So exponentii.org.
Yep,
Yeah.
thank you.
No worries. I want to do a shout out to Midwest Pilgrims. I don't think I'm going this year because baby and
I
still
can't.
nursing and it's hard. Anyway, but it's Susan Hinckley from At Last She Said It.
It's going to
And
be
so
fabulous.
it seems like it'll be so good. So I hope to go the following year. It's
I
in
went,
Indiana.
it is. I went last year, but alas,
Yeah.
this year, my father's having heart surgery like a
Oh,
week and a
okay.
half before the retreat, so I will be on nursemaid duty.
Yeah, no, thanks for
So
helping out. Anyway, so shout out, there are other regional retreats.
there are Allegheny Pilgrims.
Pennsylvania, Rocky Mountain Pilgrims in Colorado. There's a couple in Utah. There's Walnut Creek. There's a, I don't know if the Seattle one's still happening, but there's been like a Northwest Pilgrim. So a lot of other regional retreats. I want to do what a shout out to the magazine. I'm the managing editor of the magazine. For those who get a physical copy subscription, you may have noticed there were two magazines. This time we reprinted the fall issue because barely anyone got it. I think it's sabotage. The
Sabotage.
shipment, yeah, the shipment, it got printed in Salt Lake, was shipped out of Salt Lake, and then it made it to a few people.
Mysteriously disappeared
Or the contents were ripped
or
out and
got
just the covers
mangled.
were delivered.
Yeah,
So
yes.
if you got the, if you did get the fall issue originally, congratulations. You're one of the very few lucky winners. And then if you weren't, so we ended up re this was expensive, but we reissued the fall one, and then the winter 2024 came out together. And then if you did get the fall one, please share that fall copy with someone who doesn't know about Exponent. So help spread the word. The other thing that's going on is we're trying to do different regional meetups. I'm hosting one in Minneapolis, April 15th, which is a Monday. Because Rachel Rueckert will be in town. And then a quick plug for her book, If the Tide Turns. So she's doing a book talk the day before in Minneapolis. And then the following day we're doing an Exponent meetup. And Katie Rich and Heather helped me get a few articles together. Because quite a few of the people I'm inviting like don't really know what Exponent is. So I just was inviting lots of people that I knew. So it's a way to help create some conversation, and it was fun chatting with someone at church. She's like, I'm really excited to go. How did you get involved with it? I was like, I lived in Boston. I went to a retreat, was like, wait, these are my people. And these like feminist, progressive people. And she was like, oh, I want these to be my people. And so I was like, yeah, it's just so, yeah, it's a funny, like, if you know, you know, if you don't, you're kind of like, wait, what? And so I hope you can keep help bridging about the blog, about the retreat, about the magazine, as we are honoring women's words. and gender minorities' words, and we're not deleting comments, and we are putting them in print and honoring them in all the ways we can. There's a newsletter, subscribe. There's a magazine, subscribe. There's the blog, you can subscribe so you get it in your inbox, or just go peruse it, and then the retreat. We're also 501c3 if you want to donate money to us, help fund the revolution. And yeah, any closing thoughts? I had a lot of pitches.
Those are
The
great
revolution will
pitches.
be televised.
Televised. All right.
All
Bye.
right. Thank you. Thank you so much.